Well, for the second straight week, the Broncos were involved in a shootout here at Invesco Field at Mile High. Not quite as dramatic as the win against San Diego, but still, it was decided by a Martin Gramatica miss with about 2 minutes to go, and that all but sealed it for the Broncos as they moved to 3-0 on the season.
And we found a way to win. Obviously, it was a very tight football game, and I thought, offensively, obviously moved the ball again. Had a couple of situations there that we turned the football over that we don't want to do. I thought our special teams was much improved, and obviously defensively, we made some plays when we had to. We've got some work to do, but we'll go in there and get it done and try and eliminate some of those mistakes that we made and get better against a better offensive football team.
It was another shootout, and we just glad that we came out on top again.
Something. My God, I mean, we got to be the luckiest team right now, you know, because of what's been going on. I mean, we put ourselves in those situations, but right at the end, things have been happening for us.
We're living on the edge. Offensively, we got the job done. We left a lot out there. I didn't play very well, missed some stuff. Defense stepped up when they had to, though.
Speaking of defense, they did just that. Even though on the scoreboard the Saints ran up 32 points to go along with 502 total yards of offense, with the Broncos up 24-17 right before half, the defense buckled down for three straight plays, holding the Saints to no points and securing Denver a 24-19 lead at halftime. And later in the fourth quarter, after a Tony Scheffler turnover, the Saints marched down the field with under 5 minutes to go and were faced with a 3rd-and-1. But DJ Williams came up with a huge stop to force a field goal with the score at 34-32. But Martin Gramatica missed a 43-yarder with 2 minutes to go, and the Broncos escaped. The defense knows it must get better, but it did what it had to do when it counted.
Man, I never visualized it being like this, but, it's going that way right now, and I don't like it. I mean, hopefully we can make some changes in it. Hopefully the games will be 40-3 instead of 34-32.
But once, once it was on our shoulders, we were confident that we would make a play or make a stop. We have a great offense, and, I'm confident at any phase, whether it's we stopped them and our offense was down and they got 2 minutes to go down the score, I'm just confident in the whole team.
I mean, I think we just playing hard, guys making plays when they need to be made, and that's what it boils down to. We can't put it on luck. We got to give ourselves some credit that we going out there and winning the close ones.
Well, obviously, we're going to keep on working the things we do poorly, like we do after every game. It's nice, though, to give up 32 points and still win the football game.
Offensively, the Broncos feel like they left plays and points on the field, despite putting up 27.
I mean, I missed some stuff with B, missed some throws I should have made. I don't know. I just think offensively, I haven't seen the film yet. I need to go watch it, but I just think we left a lot out there. I think we had some chances to put 40, to put 50 on the board, and we didn't.
Teams will need things to bounce their way during a long season. And despite the close games the past 2 weeks, the Broncos feel the team chemistry is high.
I love the way we come together when we hit tough times. These last 2 weeks been a shootout. It's, it ain't been easy. But to come out victorious says a lot about the players in this room and our coaching staff.
It goes back to, being here in the offseason and having about 99% commitment in the offseason program and just, being a closer team and a lot of character guys in here. And, things tend to bounce your way when, you put that much work into it and you got that much effort out there on the field.
Oh, I am. It's a boys' sport. It's a boys' game, and we're out there just having fun. The coaches are, everyone in the organization is having fun, and you can see that, by our emotion on the sideline and our swagger on the practice field.
That's going to do it for this edition of Broncos TV. And after two straight weeks at home, the Broncos will hit the road to face their arch rival, the Kansas City Chiefs, next Sunday at Arrowhead. Until next time, thanks for watching.